listener production.
Hello, I'm Adriana Jakimovich with your local briefing. Police have welfare concerns for a man missing in Geraldton. 60-year-old Peter was last seen on Eliza Shore Drive in White Peak last night, believed to be driving a white Toyota Land Cruiser. Contact Crime Stoppers if you have any information. A man is in a serious but stable condition after his motorbike hit an emu in Kalbarri. A passerby found him lying on a gorge access road within the national park just before 8 yesterday morning. He was taken to Royal Perth Hospital. Alarming stats to come out from the RSPCA on horse neglect. Calls about horses needing vet care have risen by 50% this year, with members of the public flagging concerns for more than 200 horses since January. Parts of Geraldton, Dongara, Northampton and Mullawar were without power for nearly 6 hours yesterday, with homes and businesses calling for help. It was due to a tripped protection device on the transmission network, with backup generators experiencing a separate fault. It's the latest in a string of power outages in the Midwest. Meantime, a new market for the state's Hass avocado growers with India opening up. The fruit is grown from Carnarvon in the north to Albany in the south, with the Hass variety accounting for more than 90% of production. John Tyers, CEO of Avocados Australia, says it's a game changer.
India is a huge country, big population, and it's got an avocado market that's sort of rapidly increasing off a fairly small base. So we're getting in there at a really good time to grow that market, and we can supply avocados all year round, which really strengthens our marketing prospects.
To local sport, plenty of action from the Batavia League Bowls in Wonthella at the weekend. Defending champions Geraldton Red were taken down by Denison Blue in a thriller. The final score 65-55. The win comes after Denison Blue took out Country Week on Friday.